Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Oh, people, welcome to the very first edition here in the new year of 2022 of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And as I was putting my lovely list together for the year of 2022 of what I'll be drinking on this month and putting months together, I saw in the background Russell Westbrook bricking a three.
Oh, yeah. I saw you had something to say about it.
And every time I looked up, Cody, because I kept like staring in the Godfather Lounge, I was looking at Bob.
Yeah.
Looked up, I just see this Negro bricking or airballing.
And it sucks because he had a really week or two ago, he had like a good stretch of like 10 games, something like that. Well, he was playing well.
Yeah. And then I saw this video as I tweeted on Twitter, and I just said, he got to go. He's got to go. There is some pads in there, Cody. That is just like.
I thought, man, like we have veterans and they know what they're doing. Like, I thought the squad would work out, man. But I guess they're just too fucking old. And they can't get the defense together.
LeBron is like the only fucking one trying, which is.
I
honestly don't even want him to try anymore because I'm like, he served his time. He should be in his relaxing years now. And for some reason, he ain't relaxing at all, Cody. And you know, the fucked up part about it is all that work he's putting in only for some more L's.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's got to be frustrating. I would be. He's playing the best year he's probably ever had in his career right about now. I wouldn't say in his career, obviously, because man, been playing for damn near 20 years or whatever. But one of the best stretches he's had.
Look at his last stretch was like 8 games or something like that.
Yeah.
Look at those numbers. And he's 37.
It's incredible. I got to say.
It really is.
It's really incredible. And only at the end of the game, though, Cody, to get an L.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker is walking, pacing back in that locker room looking like, I ain't Russell Westbrook. I am not looking for triple doubles. I'm looking for a championship. You know what really, when I heard Russell Westbrook was coming, I was just like, I'm happy for that because I kind of figured this team would kind of just like make him change his ways, if you will, which they did for a little bit. But then I started listening to his interview, which people, if you're a sports fan, don't listen to interviews. That shit will fuck you up. That shit will just fuck you all up. When I heard him say, I don't think I'm the problem. You know, I can only do me and I'm going to continue to do me. I could care if I don't win a championship. And when I heard that, I was just like, oh, he has got to go. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he was just like, you think that's bad? I was like, that's fucking terrible. I said, when you playing on a caliber team like the Lakers or whatever, and your comments are, if I win a championship, all right, I do. If I don't, then it is what it is. They're just like, no. I used to hear in UFC commentary when they would raise the championship up in the air and they would show the crowd, Cody. The comment that the commentators would say is, that's what it's all about. And if you don't want that, you don't belong in this business, man. That is the same thing about a fucking NBA ring. That is the same thing about an MLB ring. That is the same thing about a fucking Super Bowl. If you don't want that, you don't fucking belong here then. Now, I understand some people's circumstances are different. You know, people grew up broke and poor, and they just want to help get some money to get their family out of the situation they're in or whatever. But you can do that easily on your first year because every NBA contract, you may not be making LeBron James money, but you're making some really good money to help your financial situation, if you will. After that first year, Cody, if you ain't looking to win no championship, you don't belong here then. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I don't understand that mentality, Cody. I mean, in anything you do when it comes to like a competition field or whatever.
Right.
How could you say what he said?
Yeah. So you got to look back at like the old, playing out the Phil Jackson coach teams, the Bulls,
yes.
They had their 2 3-peats. Lakers had their 3-peat. And then Phil Jackson came back to coach Kobe and Powell. They won back-to-back chips.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I got to ask, why is that? Well, it's because they were hungry enough.
They wanted it.
Yeah. They had the willpower. Yeah. You can just be like, oh, I got a chip. I'm good.
Have you ever heard, I'm just going to name some names, Magic Johnson, Kareem, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. Have you ever heard them in an interview say, oh, if I win the championship, I do. And if I don't, then it is what it is. Whatever.
Yeah. That's what Russell Westbrook said. It's like, I got a chip, cool, whatever.
That's why he never has one. That's why he never has one. I mean, his mentality is all fucked up. When he said that, I was just like, I try to think about every sport, Cody. I ain't just thinking about basketball. I'm just thinking like, I have never heard a top-tier athlete say some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Are they a baseball player, a boxer? Could you imagine, Cody, if Muhammad Ali was just like, you know, if I win the world title, then I win it. But if I don't, then who gives a shit, right? You know, I got good shots in on them, right? You know, it was like, what? There's levels of greatness, and when you make comments like that, that shit just knocks you down a level of non-great anymore. You're just like, who talks like that? Like, if I was an NBA player, Cody, my whole goal, well, first of all, is to get some money. Don't get me wrong, whatever. I want to make money. But if I'm healthy and I got to bust my ass to attribute to my team, especially if I'm on a team like the Lakers or whatever, which is a dynasty, first of all, and then you got fucking LeBron James on there and his, I mean, you never know. It could be his final year this year, next year, whatever it may. You don't know when his final year may be.
No, he retired anytime soon.
But you want to have that mentality thinking like, this could be his last year. I need to assist him because he's my only chance of getting this ring.
Exactly. That's why everybody came to the Lakers.
So I need to assist him as much as possible.
You do whatever you can. Ring. Yes.
Because rings don't – the Milwaukee Bucks ain't won a ring in 50 fucking years, Cody. These rings just don't come to any team or whatever. I mean, 50 fucking years.
And they got it. Yep.
Matter of fact, that whole team wasn't even alive 50 years ago. They wasn't even alive the last time they won that ring, Cody. They just don't come and go. And when I hear this man in interviews saying shit like this, I just go look at him going like, oh, he ain't made for this team. I hate to say that. I was like, he ain't made for this team. That should have been his number one answer to that question when they asked him that question. He's to say, my only goal right now is to bring a ring back to the Los Angeles Lakers. That, and then he should have walked off the interview right there. That should have been it. Not this, if I don't win one, all right, it is what it is. Whatever. I'm doing me. You know what? What? If you don't want that ring, you are in the wrong sport then, my friend. That's all I can say, okay? Especially after I saw them rings we won back in 2020. I was like, how the fuck do you not want that? That thing is gorgeous. Okay, do you see that thing? I want all six of these. I know people to get into football. I heard people talking shit about Tom Brady because he was throwing a temper tantrum, which don't get me wrong. It did look a little child. Actually, it didn't look a little. It was pretty childish. But damn, I can understand, Cody. I can understand. This man is getting dominated right now, and he is pissed right now. Like, he's throwing tablets and shit like that, and I'm just like, it's childish, but God damn it, he wants to win. Shit. He wants to win, Cody. Don't you want to win? Do you want to win, Cody?
Of course.
Would you? Especially when it's the team that's constantly kicking your ass. And you finally think like, oh, I got them. I got their number. And you couldn't even get the ball to hit a touchdown or a field goal attempt. Something getting thrown if I was on that team. I can tell you that right now. It might be a coach. It might be a tablet. It might be something, but I'm going to be pissed too. I ain't going to lie.
Throw that Gatorade bucket.
Chuck that motherfucker. I know some people are like, oh, there you go. You defending Brady. I'm not defending Brady. I mean, I'm like 50-50 on it because I'm like, that is kind of childish, Brady. I mean, you a veteran. You shouldn't be doing like that. But at the same time, I'm just looking at it going like, yeah, you goddamn right I'm pissed. I'm going to go in this locker room. I'm going to chuck some shit because we didn't hit none. Fucking, we had 0 points, Cody. We are too goddamn close to the playoffs to be fucking not making any touchdowns, okay? 0 fucking points. He chugged that. That tablet must be his throwing tablet, too, because when he chugged that motherfucker, it was already dented up and shit. I was like, yeah, he must be regularly throwing that motherfucker. That man is willing to sacrifice his marriage for a championship, Cody.
Right.
What does that tell you, people? Russell Westbrook's over here talking this. If I won, I won. What? That actually pissed me more off than his games do. And then I watched that video, and then I just looked at it and was just like, and then I watched the previous game we just played, and every time I looked up, this motherfucker throwing passes, just like, man, his basketball IQ is just like, I can't tell what it is. It's like just getting worse. Sometimes it's good, and then sometimes it gets worse, and it's just like, he's never in like the right areas. And like, I think you're right too. They just be having old man moments too. Cause did you see when LeBron tried to pass, bounce it off the rim or the backboard to, Carmelo, and this motherfucker was nowhere around. And then Carmelo tweeted, "Oh shit, was that for me, big dog? Oh, next time." It's just like, motherfucker, you was behind him. Who else would it be for? Like, I gotta stay off of the interviews and their social media apparently, because they starting to piss me off now even more than what I was already mad. Before it was just the games, it's like, and we can't win a game. Now I'm watching these dudes just act so casual about their L's they taking, and it's just like, oh, my bad, big dog. This is like, you motherfuckers might not make the playoffs, and you just talking about, oh, is that for me?
At this rate, we're not gonna make the playoffs.
Fuck no.
We're a fucking 8 seed. And we're losing to fucking Memphis Grizzlies and shit without Ja Morant.
Oh, my God. We've lost to every fucking team that doesn't have their star player.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing. Like, do you even want to go to the playoffs right now, Cody? He's
like, that's the thing, yeah. Because just to get knocked out in the first round like last year?
No. 2 years
ago? To go face the Warriors? I don't want to see that.
No. I don't want to
get Clay's coming back, too? I don't want to see that.
And they hyping,
really want to see that.
They hyping the fuck out of Clay right now. He that motherfucker might as well be the Riddler or something like that. He popping up like, just like, he's back. Hey, returning soon. I mean, damn, shit. Like, they making it sound like this is a boxing match about to happen, Cody. Like, he about to get into the ring or something like that with one of these fools. But yeah, I don't know if I want to see these fools in the playoffs playing like this, Cody. Like, it's not enough consistency to where I can, like, all right, I'm giving them a chance here, whatever. Like, it is literally, you win one game, you lose two. I can't remember when we was on a streak, Cody, of like just at least 3 games in a row of winning. Do you?
Yeah, 3 games winning streak? 2020? Or was that one this past year? I'll tell you that.
Oh man, this is like back in those later Kobe years where he was like damn near on retirement.
You know, this reminds me of that season when we had I think we had Dwight and Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Or yeah, this reminds me of.
That was in that final Kobe year, wasn't it?
No. That was 2012-2013.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cuz
Oh, that's right.
I also remember that year. We were supposed to trade for Chris Paul. I don't know, that year or the year before. Remember, David Stern's bitch ass vetoed the trade because the NBA owned the Hornets at that time.
Remember when people were saying Chris Paul was washed?
Oh, yeah.
He ain't looking so washed now these days.
No, Chris Paul, shit. Dude, still playing prime ball, man.
Shit.
Still playing prime ball.
I would trade Wes and Melo right now for his that ain't never gonna happen. No. That's another thing about this trade too. I just don't know who we could even get at this point.
Because nobody wants Russell Westbrook.
Yeah,
he's a terrible trade asset.
That's another thing too. And another thing is like, who right now at this point, every other team is playing better than us. They're like, why would I want to come there right now? Y'all not even gonna get to the playoffs or whatever, let alone, and like, look, even the fucking Bulls are playing better than us, Cody. The fucking Bulls, which I have to say, as the Bulls is what got me into basketball, obviously because of Michael Jordan, you know, and stuff like that. So it's always wonderful to see them doing well. It brings a little tear to my eye as far as that. But God damn it, when I go to the Western Conference side, and I have to go like, let's see, where we at? Okay, I see Golden State. I see Utah, Phoenix Suns. Oh, not in the top 5. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe number 6? Oh, no. I think we just got number 7, but I think we just lost that as well. I think we went right back. Cody just said, I think we went right back to number 8 and shit. We in there with the Clippers. I think because they number 7 and we number 8. I'm like, so this is how bad it is, huh?
Yep.
That's how bad it is. When you neck and neck with the Clippers, oof. And struggling to beat the Rockets, And LeBron James has to put out like one of his best fucking games to beat the worst fucking team in the whole goddamn league right now. It's like, oh God, this is embarrassing. LeBron shouldn't even have to play that game. That's how it was. He'd be like, we need to save him for the playoffs. The other people, they got this. This is just the Rockets. Don't worry about this. But nah, Cody, we got to pull out the big guns for the Rockets, the worst fucking team in the Western Conference Finals right now. That shit's fucking embarrassing. Well, you know it's not embarrassing, Cody.
This is whiskey.
Yeah. That's not embarrassing.
Read your mind.
Yeah. Hey, Bill Gates, you better get out of my mind, shit. Our boosters.
Oh, I forgot I got these 5G antennas in my bloodstream from this vaccine. Yeah, I got that booster, too, so I'm like extra 5G'd out.
Oh, that you got that. No longer that. So long, 5G LTE. Hello, just 5G, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Cody must be connected to our boosters, must be connected simultaneously. And we telekinesic. We telekinesic now. We can read each other. I can't read shit in his mind right now. Hold on. I see golden graham crackers and alcohol. I don't know what the golden graham crackers are there for or whatever. And you know, 2021 couldn't end, Cody, without saying, we need to kill a few people. Hold on. Like, we need to kill some people.
It's been a while.
Yeah, hold on.
The last fucking day. They took out the most invisible person I never thought would fucking die.
Yeah, I thought I would die
ever. Before. Who the fuck thought Betty White was going to fucking die?
I was like, Betty White died? Hold on. Wait a minute. And the day before that, oh, shit, why am I blanking? Someone else died, too. Oh, damn. Oh, it's going to kill me now. Why am I blanking? Oh, damn it. I can't remember. But either way, though, 2021, it said, yeah, we're not going to wrap up just yet. It was like, how do we go out with a bang? You know what? Betty White about to be 100. Nah, let's follow that Jay-Z song, 99 Problems. Death about to be hers. Yeah, we about to kill her ass. Yeah. Yeah,
she couldn't even make it to 2022, man. That shit's crazy, dude.
You know, you think about shit like that.
Crazy.
I don't know what it is lately, but I guess maybe the pandemic, but death has got me thinking more. Just like, man, what would be my last day and what would I be doing? Hopefully I'm drinking.
You probably.
Yeah, most likely. Cause
actually, that's probably going to be causing your death anyway. So, yes.
What are you talking about, Cody? In 2022, you don't need livers anymore. Livers.
Such you don't need oxygen.
Yeah, you don't. That's why you want to go to Mars, okay? Like, shit, you don't need oxygen. Don't you want to live on Mars? Don't you want to live on Mars? Shit, who needs all oxygen and shit like that? Fuck that. Livers. That's so 2021, Cody. Get with the time and technology now. That is so old school. Blue Run Spirits just followed me on Instagram right now, and I just want to
get nice.
Blue Run, nice. Man. Woo.
I've never had a chance to try any of their stuff yet.
I was talking about it with my buddy from Jersey, because he's a big Blue Run guy. When we did our Instagram live for Nas and ours, we called it Was Sippin'. And he kept telling, that was the only thing I haven't tried the whole year. Well, I finally got a bottle, and that was what I wrapped up the year with. And I just want to say one thing. I won't even say much because I probably will drink it on the show and stuff. I actually was thinking of doing it today, but I was like, I'll save it for another day when I get some more bottles. But I finally got my hands on a bottle because I don't know about you, Cody. I just don't see this bottle in stores. So apparently you can buy it on their website, but they're always sold out. So I noticed what like companies, when they try to always sell something online on their website, like it's always sold out. It's just like, I don't even know why you have this function on here. Take it off. It is very well balanced for, especially for a new company, a new spirits company that got brought in 2020. Yeah. End of 2020 around October ish. It is like a well refreshed, well balanced, pour. I must say I was sipping that. I've been sipping that thing all weekend. Yeah. I mean, you just, it makes you forget you even drinking alcohol.
Like that. Huh?
Yeah. It's really, really good. I mean, it does not even taste like a high rye bourbon either. I'm interested in trying their rye now. I got to find more of these bottles now. I think that's going to be the hunt of 2022, honestly, is these Blue Run bottles. it was designed, I think there was a bunch of people that had their make into that bottle too. It was, I was reading about it. It was some guy that used to work for Facebook. I forgot what he did there. Another creative designer who designed the bottle. He worked for Nike. He or she, they didn't say who or their names or anything like that. They did some designs for Nike. I mean, it was just like a collection. Like it was like the fucking Avengers of non-drinkers. I was just like, I don't. Did anybody work in the spirit industry at all that brought this bottle together? And I didn't remember seeing any names like that. So I was seeing all these random names from these like high profile companies that worked there. And they just, I guess maybe they were friends in college or whatever. And just said, hey, let's just get together and make this spirit. And Blue Run, man, it's a beautiful pour. I was going to buy fucking merchandise off their website too, as well. But that was all sold out too. And it's like, okay, can't buy shit off this website apparently. But it's really well balanced. I got to say, like it's even more well balanced than how Thanos' prediction was. I mean, because he kind of lost sight of that and wanted to shred it all to atoms and shit like that or whatever. So, Blue Run, people. That's a damn good spirit. They need to put that in more bars and actually, that needs to be in a restaurant ASAP. Because I opened that thing on New Year's and I had some steak, Cody, with some lobster and some shrimp. That pour was fucking heaven.
Did it pair well?
Oh, it paired perfectly. It paired so perfect. I could feel it just hitting the little tingles in my manhood, you know, my mangina, you know. I feel like a man, Cody. but yeah, I mean, if I would have did that on the show, that probably would have been my number two of the year. I'm trying to think, number two or three. It would have definitely been in my top five. If I have to do my top five of what I didn't drink on the show, I didn't do one, but Bomb Burgers 2021 and Blue Run is definitely in there now. So Bomb Burgers is pretty high. I fucking love the 2021 batch. Got that nice little spiciness to it. And I love it to death, honestly. I was putting together the months together here, and we're going to keep December as Armagnac month, people. We're going to do Armagnac month. Yeah, but also I made that Armagnac/Cognac month. Just might as well go ahead and mix the two together and shit. So for that month, I'm thinking I'm going to do for my week, I'm going to do Armagnac and then mix and match. I'm going to hit it with some cognac, you know? That way, Cognac don't have his own month, and Cody got to go blow all his money on some cognac. My ass too, because I don't want to spend no money on that. So, Armagnac, cognac, pick your nectar poison. It's not poison. It's beautiful shit. I'm moving tequila month to July instead of May, because there's actually two national tequila days in July. So I was like, oh shit. Might as well celebrate it there, then. I'm all for it, then. And then Mezcal month, I'm going to turn it to October, Cody's month. But I figured it was Cody's month would be perfect because obviously that's his month. This is his birthday month, also. And plus, he's kind of like merging into that world anyway. Actually, I was thinking of taking Mezcal month off and just throwing that in. Just with the regular lineup, because Cody seems to be drinking more of that. So, but I was like, I'll just leave it as a month for now. Yeah, that's not till October, and it could change anyway, depending on how it is, whatever. So I was thinking of either taking tequila or mezcal off, because it was like probably just introduce those more into mix and match, and then switch one of those out with rum. But because I do want to implement more. Those into the going forward weeks, if you will, instead of it being its own month per se. October, National Mezcal Month, and also Cody's month. So there you go, people. Those are the 3 months right there. And the rest is, you know, the usual things here, whatever. You know, when you're putting this list together, you go like, damn, it really ain't enough months in a year. Hold on, I got still more liquor I want to try this month right here. So I'm still struggling right now, but I got all my months figured out here, and it's looking pretty beautiful, Cody. I must say, I'm looking forward to 2022 with all 2021 pours.
Ooh. As you should.
Yeah, and letting the great whiskey hunt continue this year, and my wallet continue to grow emptier. How was your New Year, sir?
Oh, it was pretty chill, man. Pretty chill.
Yeah.
Kicked it with the girlfriend at the house. Had a good time. Didn't drink too much, honestly.
I fell asleep. Chill out.
Oh, did you?
That's why you didn't get that text message back to like.
Oh, gotcha.
My ass was knocked the hell. I was like, holy shit, what time is it? I mean, I didn't hear shit either. I was knocked out. All that food I ate, and I was just like, whatever, man. I had these big ass juicy steak and these lobster and shrimp, dude, and then some Blue Run. Like you said, I didn't really drink that much neither. I had some wine and some Blue Run or whatever. But after that, I must have just passed out. And then I woke up like around 1 a.m. going like, oh, shit. I must have missed all the festivities, which I heard nothing really was going on. So sounds like a very chilled New Year's this year, obviously. I'm sure our Rona numbers will be shooting up, but, you know. It is what it is, I guess, as Russell Westbrook would say. I got to put my photo collage together of my 2021 finds there, Cody. And I got to say, I'm pretty impressed with 2021. I didn't even realize I had that much liquor as far as what I bought that year. And I was just like, man, I better not add this up. Matter of fact, I had even more bourbon I needed to put up, but I was just like, I was lazy because I had some Buffalo Trace bottles and some more Weller bottles, but I was just like, they get the picture. I think they get the idea here. But yeah, man, I fucking killed it, especially in Japanese whiskey too as well. I'm very proud of myself here, Cody. So my question for you, Cody.
What's up? Going on?
Did you get everything you wanted in 2021 or did you miss it? Do you got a list of things you missed or something like that? What it was? Because mine was beautiful.
Because I've been 2021 for me was that was really my introduction to get into other spirits. Really,
yes.
That was the year I started really branching out. Because before that, it was just craft beer and just whiskey. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I used to drink. And now I'm drinking tequila, mezcal, fucking. Armagnac, cognac, a little gin here and there. So yeah, I would say.
I always forget about gin.
Yeah, since I'm still, you know, I guess finding my footing in these other spirits. Mm-hmm. I would say no, there's nothing like. I guess I've been eyeballing. I guess is the word because there's no more research I need to do.
Yeah,
because I got tons of bomb fucking. I've had plenty of good mezcal this year, man. So much good mezcal, so much good tequila. Armagnac, I've only had that one bottle this far.
Yeah. Was there any other spirits you was checking out that you was like, oh man, I really want to get some from there before the year had wrapped up?
Oh, my girlfriend, she got some rum recently. It's Plantation rum. It's delicious. I think we kind of talked about that. We wouldn't get more into rum.
Yeah.
2022. Have a rum month. That'd be dope.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want to dabble more in the rum.
Definitely gonna probably myself. Well, I probably won't do a rum month because I'm probably gonna be bringing more rum on Mix and Match, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think I will because I got like three bottles that I definitely want to open up per se as far as that. And I want to, like you said, I want to drink more rum, but fuck, man, rum scares the shit out of me. I'm not gonna lie. I think rum scares me more than cognac, and I think cognac costs way more. Whatever, rum, that's like that's a whole other beast right there itself. Even more so than Armagnac and cognac, to be honest, for me. I've been searching for rum since I had that last drop one. That shit is like one big ass scrolodex. I don't even know where to begin, where to start, where the price range to begin, or anything like that. You're like, oh man. And then there's this one rum. That brand must be huge, dude. They got so many different years and variants and stuff like COVID. I mean, they just got a shit. I can't forget the name. I forgot the name of it now, or whatever. But it is a lot of it, though. I mean, I guess that's probably where to start, to be honest. But nothing tops that last drop rum. So I'm also scared because of that, too. It's like, I don't want to. But I know I'm never going to get that again, so I better as well go ahead and dabble and find something just as good, because there's a lot of old-ass rum out there that Johnny Depp was hanging out with, I'm sure, when he was a pirate back in his days. So, oh, man. Sounds like you got everything you wanted then in 2020.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say so.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, people, it is Whiskey Week here on the show here, and I am... I'm drinking something that I'm probably going to start off every January with, because last January I started off with some Willett six-year-old rye. I say, was it five or six? Yeah, six-year-old. And I was saying on the last week's podcast how that's probably like one of my favorite distilleries, and not only my favorite distillery, one of my favorite ryes out there. So I was like, well, let me just kick it off with another one of my favorite ryes and another one of my favorite company, and that's Michter's 10-year-old rye. And this month I'm going to be doing the ryes from Michter's. And I thought I would start off with this. I just opened this bottle right now, but I've had the Michter's 2021 rye, and it was wonderful. Hopefully it still holds up, whatever. I just remember all of the Michter's products last year for the 2021 batches and releases. They were all fire. And I just remember sipping this, and I had a choice between this and the bourbon. I think I went with this over the bourbon. Cause I was like, shit, give me that rye real quick. I'm not a big rye guy, but Willett and, Michter's are the two that got me really feeling it now. I would say Angel's Envy too, because, I don't think it's the best rye as far as that Angel's Envy rye, man. That rye is just so unique and different. I mean, shit, that damn near tastes like a rum in some aspects or another. It just tastes so, Caribbean flavored. I mean, you know, it is like one of the most unique ryes you could ever get your hands on, people. Easy to find too. You can find it in stores. Hell, you can find it at Ralph's, to be honest, or Pavilions. And it's like $89. I think some people will charge like $109 or something like that, but $89. Angel's Envy rye. I'm telling you this right now, people, it's like freaking being in the Bahamas, you know, with some dude named Dexter St. Jock.
It's a very fascinating name.
Yeah, he's fucking your woman too. Well, anyway. I already got it in the glass because I was like, let's get this wax off here, and let's get, because I was like, I might fuck this up, so I better get this wax off ASAP here. I do got a question about the Michter's bottle. What is up with the net? I think Blaine's do it too, whatever.
Like, I don't know what the net is.
What's up with the net? I mean, I can take it off, obviously, whatever, but I'm just like curious as to like, what's it for? Like, what's the purpose of it? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I know the Michter's 10-year-old bottles do. I think the 20-year and 25-year-old do it too as well. But I know the Blaine's bottle, when they do it, when they don't have the bag, or sometimes the box neither too, they put this little net around it. And I'm trying to figure out, what is this net for? Is this like, to like hold the bottle up if you drop it or some shit? I mean, what is it? What's if I don't get it? I don't understand. Why would you waste 25 cents of something you found in the ocean to put on there? But I digress. I thought maybe Cody would have had an answer for me. Make up some shit, Cody.
Keep the glass intact so it doesn't break.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I'll leave it on there.
Glass is very fragile.
Glass is fragile.
Roll with that. Yeah.
Name of this episode, Glass is Fragile.
Glass is Fragile. Mark it.
No, seriously, mark it, because we forget.
Yeah, I'm about to take a note of that right now, actually.
We had a really good name for
we did, man, but I totally forgot what it was.
Forgot what it was, to be honest. But oh man, on the nose you get like this mint marshmallow flavor. It's like toasted though.
It's fragile.
Oh man, and we've had some fragile ass glasses on this show. I've broken a glass on this show. A laptop was destroyed.
You have.
The show.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Wild Turkey. Fucking Thanksgiving, Joe. You know, because fucking cork didn't. It just came off the damn thing or whatever. And I was holding the bottle. I was holding the bottle by the neck or whatever when I pulled the thing off, and the shit just like it damn near splattered all over the fucking place. Thanks a lot, Wild Turkey. Bastards. Mind you, that drink that. That product has not been back on this show since.
Which one?
Wild Turkey anything.
Oh. Oh, you're right, huh?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah. And I like Wild Turkey. In a while. One-on-one Wild Turkey for $19. I mean, shit, you can't go wrong. That stuff is delicious. I had it at a party before Christmas or whatever. I was like, this just still hits. It's fire, you know? And then I realized I had to leave because the fucking drunk dude next to me, hey, what you drinking, man? And I was like, oh, shit, dude. Just can't sit here and enjoy my drink in peace, can I? I don't want to be bothered. Is it any good? What is that? Is that like a what did he say? Oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah, he asked me if that was a beer. I really didn't want to be bothered now. He's just like, Is that a beer? I want to say, motherfucker, does this look like a beer to you? What beer? What bar you know is pouring beers this size in a glass, Cody?
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
I mean, I guess if you don't know whiskey, I just say a Wild Turkey 101. You probably mm-hmm. just like, oh, I mean, you didn't have to say it was a beer, or whatever, but like you're looking at the fucking glass or whatever, and he's just like, yeah, it's a beer, totally a beer. Yeah, it's got that nice golden amber color, and they only pour you mm-hmm. a 1 ouncer. Yeah, that's totally a fucking beer. Not to mention he was being an ass to the bartender chick too, whatever. He's trying to hit on her and shit like that. And I was just like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, man. This is when I was in Riverside at Cane Lake because I was doing my buddy's Christmas party that we always do every year. And I was just killing time at the bar or whatever until he got back. And I just sat there and I was like, I haven't been to a bar shit probably since the pandemic, honestly, or whatever. And I'm sitting here going like, I don't miss none of this shit. I don't miss any of this shit. Wild Turkey 101, just for this, I could have drunk this shit at home, you know? He was hitting on the waitress and shit. Bad, by the way, too. It was like god-awful. He just started yelling a bunch of random names, hoping it was her name. That was the first move, whatever. And even she was ignoring us. He just started, are you trying to guess my name? And he was like, yeah, it's Carol, isn't it? It's like, dude, she's like 23, dude. What 23-year-old name is Carol? The fuck she look like, Miss Marvel? What 23-year-old Latin chick, you know, named Carol, dude. Like,
oh, man.
Oh, dude. What are you drinking, man? What do you think about Crown Royal? That was his last question he asked me. I think it's shit. That's what I think. Okay, that's what I think. I think it's shit and it ain't real whiskey. That's what I think it is. Don't ask me no more fucking questions. Watch Cody gonna fuck with me at the next bar now. He gonna put like a mask on or some shit. Be like, hey, you that last drop boy? He like,
there's some things, man.
you that beer guy, right?
You like to drink the carbonated beverages?
hey, bartender, two seltzers, one for me and my friend here.
Me and my buddy over here, White Claw. Oh, I turned goofy all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't know why either. I mean, he was damn near goofy, so yeah. Oh, man. Seltzers. You want to have two of those, Cody? Somebody asked me, a friend of mine, female too, when are we going to have a seltzer episode?
Ever. I can do no fucking seltzer.
There go your answer.
Yeah, me can do one. I ain't doing that shit.
There go your answer, Stephanie. Yeah, I ain't
no.
I don't want to waste my money on a seltzer.
Man, I don't want no fucking seltzer. Yeah, I'll drink like a fucking Sprite or some shit if I want a fucking seltzer. Right? No.
Have you ever had a seltzer?
I think I had a sip before. Mm. It's just carbonated whatever. It's just like carbonated water.
Okay, that's what
like
I thought.
Maybe like little flavoring or whatever, but it's just, no.
It's like a LaCroix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh,
which I've never had either, but I just...
That's what it is, basically. Yeah.
This is LaCroix. Oh. Because I know Crown Royal came out with those, like, I think Jack Daniels did, too, like, with those flavored seltzers that's, like, mm-hmm. whiskey and cola or whatever and stuff. And I was just like, that's the best thing those companies could have did, honestly. Nobody was buying their product anyway, so might as well just make seltzers.
Mm-hmm.
I did wanted to try one of them, like, whiskey cocktail ones or whatever and shit to see, like, if it's, like, any good, but then I realized that shit's in a can and nobody made that shit. It was processed through a warehouse. It's probably not good at all. So, mm-hmm. So I was like, no, that's okay. But yeah, so Cody will be having a seltzer just for you, Stephanie. He'll do that episode for
hell
you.
Hell no.
Okay, never mind.
No fucking seltzer. That shit.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, you can take our place in and you can do it and we'll...
Yeah, I ain't doing that shit.
You can have all the seltzers you want. I'll let Cody interview you about... the flavor profile.
I don't even know about no fucking seltzer. It's boring as fuck.
What are you getting
from carbonation and some sort of flavoring agent? I mean, that'll be the end of it. Waste the fucking time. I ain't doing that. But your own fucking interview. Shit.
What are you getting on the nose? Bubbles. like a champagne bubble? No. Like a soda bubble, you know, like a carbonation, maybe a little bit of lemon, maybe, Cody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lemon. Oh, it's lemon flavor. So, yeah. Oh, Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Smells like a 12-pack of these will have me on somebody's lawn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, people get fucked up by seltzers, too, so. Oh. Yeah, I know.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, I didn't even. But yeah, people get fucked up on seltzers, so don't stay away from those seltzers, Cody. It might fuck you up. Obviously, you're getting the rye spices. The color on this, it's got like that dark amber, almost like a copper color. I mean, for something that smells so great, whatever, it's kind of really is a generic kind of color, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Nothing really special in the color presentation. I like the bottle. I mean, it's cool, I guess, whatever, you know. I don't know about this fucking net shit. I mean, it's fine, whatever. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I like the wax top, you know. Wax top's always cool. Makes it feel a little bit more special, if you will. I like the bottom portion of the bottle. Presentation, if I was grading that, I'd probably give that like a 2.5, a 3, whatever. Nothing special at all. Nose, hits everything you want. Got that toastiness right there. Rye spices, a little bit of tobacco. Kind of like a marshmallowy nose scent there. It's really overwhelming too with the rye spices. Oh man, it really hits in your fucking nose too, into the palate part. Man. I'm not gonna lie, I thought I'd be drinking Blue Run all week, so I was unprepared for this. This just kind of just hit me right there. Ooh, man. Charred toastiness right off the bat. Cinnamon, rye spices all on the finish. It's got like a medium long honeyed finish with a lot of spices. This is one of those whiskeys that just melts in your mouth, man. It just hits right up in there and it just like fades away in a positive way, though. Like, on the tip of the tongue, there's like some, it's like a chai flavor, if you will, or something. Then when it hits the middle part, you get all the rye spices, a little bit of almonds too. On the finish, medium long, honey finish, fades into that honey part, makes it extra sweet and smooth. God damn, this pour is good. This is what I like about rye. It's probably why I was never a rye fan. I don't know if it was just because of the brands itself of the rye that people were giving me or that I had or whatever. They just didn't feel special. Didn't feel that unique. They just felt like high rye and high corn ingredients and stuff like that. And it's like, I don't want to be drinking high rye and high corn all fucking that. Where's the flavor profile in these, whatever? I don't know if it's just because, you know, Michter's and Willis do so well. They're a little bit more higher end. Call me bougie if you will. But when I drink these ryes, fucking phenomenal. Which is funny because I think like Whistle Pig is supposed to be like a high end rye too. Well, and I think Whistle Pig tastes like shit. So, including those Boss Hogs, which is like, what the fuck is this? Gasoline? Which, if you're into gasoline in Alabama, by all means, keep drinking, you know? Go ahead, drink up. Drink all the gasoline you need or whatever.
What are you insinuating there?
I'm just saying, Cody.
Sound a little sinister, man.
I'm just saying, Cody, like, this
sounds like you want all the citizens of Alabama to
you in Alabama, Tennessee, I mean, you know, Mississippi, drink all the gasoline you need, baby. Drink it up. Shit. Drink it all too. Make sure you get every last gulp of that motherfucker. Treat it like it's $2.69 a gallon still, if you want to, you know? Shit. Treat it like it's your last motherfucking drink, all right? Mm-hmm. Drink up. 'Tis the season to be merry, bitch. shit, MLK Day is coming up. I have a dream that all them people in them states drink up, you know, especially if you think you saw a leprechaun, drink up fast too. Michter's. You always do it. I mean, Michter's just does no wrong to me. I mean, they just knock it out of the park all the time. Even their non-Michter's label drinks with their Shinks and their Bomb Burgers and stuff like that. They're one-off limited edition bottles, if you will. I kill it. Even the regular bottles. I'll drink that bourbon and the sour mash all day, every day, baby. The Rise, I don't like that American one, actually. So I take that back. I'm not a big fan of that one or whatever, but I'll drink the other stuff here. And this 10-year-old, man, knocks it out the park. I'm loving it, dude. I love that finish. Finishes for me is always what's great. Unless you have like a lot of characteristics on the palate part, the tip of the tongue here. And they got some uniqueness there, but the finish is what steals it from me. Cause I just love that. I love a long finish, but I always love a medium finish too, as well. It's not too high, especially for rise. It's not too high. So it's not burning your throat or anything like that. It's not too light where it fades away fast. It lingers for a little bit, but it's got this medium length here that sticks around just good enough for you, where you can just pour you another glass and move on to the next one. But you'll still be tasting this even put down the pour. That's why I love Michter's 10-year-old and a 20-year-old. Is no matter what you drink after those bottles, man, you'll still be tasting that Michter's. I think they do a fantastic job of their lingering effects on their bottles. Matter of fact, I want some more of this shit because it's really fucking good. So. But yeah, Michter's is killing it. Shit, I'm dropping the last drop on this.
It's gonna last drop, damn. First one of the year, right at the gate. Mm-hmm. Most impressive.
I thought this was gonna get 3.5, but I just poured me another glass.
Last drop certified.
You pour another glass, that's last drop right there. You pour another glass. If on this show, if you pour another glass and it's not because you're like, hold on, let me try and see this or whatever, you just pouring it because you want to drink some more of it, that's a last drop right there. That there ain't even no question about it. Love it. Masterpiece. Michter's. Mm-hmm. You're doing the Lord's work out there. You doing something out there. Oh, man. You're making the nectar of the gods better and better every year. I'm looking forward to your 2022 lineup there. I was able to get my hands on a lot of the Michter's bottles earlier this year because I don't know if COVID threw off bourbon season or what, but they were dropping these things earlier than usual, and I was thankful for that. But retail on this, about 140. I think I got this for 150. Mm-hmm. So yeah, well, I got it for 150. I've seen some other places I was selling them for like 200 and 250, and shit, I've seen 400 or whatever. But you know, once you find it for that one price, you're just like, I ain't paying them one. So, because I probably could have had two more of these if I wasn't cheap and bought it for 200. But I was like, fuck that. Why would I spend that on there when I bought one for 150? I only wanted it at that price now. Call me cheap if you want to, but whiskey's expensive. So. Oh, this is so fucking good. finish that Halo game to wrap things up here.
Oh, Infinite?
Oh, yeah. That is the first Halo game in a very long while now that I will say it has me excited for the next one.
Yeah.
It ended really well, I must say. It ended like damn near like, hey, we're restarting this series over now. We got a mm-hmm. whole new trilogy coming after that. I was just like, and I'm all for it. I was like, I had so much fun playing this. Okay.
Nice.
So take notes, Assassin's Creed. Although I don't think I'll ever be playing you again, but take notes again. Unless you come back to Egypt with Bayek, then I'll play you again. But I ain't doing none of this Spartan, what was that last motherfucker? Knights of the Republic type shit or whatever. Wait, is that a Jedi?
That's Star Wars shit.
So Disney just need to go ahead and buy Ubisoft and then make Assassin's Creed Jedi.
They got the robes, so it kind of fits.
Call it Knights of the
Assassin. It is like an ancient order.
So yeah,
it fits. Falls in line.
Oh, okay, it falls right in line. Mm-hmm. Instead of hidden blades, they got hidden lightsabers. It's fucking. Well, is that the future of assassins? Come Jedi. Oh, they're kind of stupid like Jedi's too, to be honest. Got a little arrogance about them, little stupidity, thinking that, you know, the enemies ain't gonna rise upon them and shit like that. They just like Jedi's, the enemy is in the shadows on their side, not knowing it and shit, like hiding in the shadows and shit. I mean, yeah, they kind of the same thing. So I guess we know where Assassin's Creed ripped off their shit from now. So John Carter. That's the last drop, Cody.
Last drop.
That's delicious. Yes. That's legit right there. I had a big breakfast too. Eggs, pancakes, sausages, turkey sausages, you know. A little bit of toast on the side. Wheat bread, of course, you know, trying to keep my diet up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to keep it kosher up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? by kosher, that means I blessed it myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am a godfather, so I blessed it.
You're the godfather of whiskey.
Yeah. When you're a
that
godfather.
That is true.
I am waiting for the run in that one motherfucker that says they a godfather too.
Uh-oh. I don't want to see that.
Uh-oh. What if he just tells you I'm a godfather of everything? And just like, oh, shit. Oh,
okay. Well, man, we really got a problem then.
Gotta follow this motherfucker.
Like, excuse me, sir. I may have something to say about that.
Gotta call my buddy Joe from Netflix U.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, I got something you need to handle for me, brother. Here's a shovel. And I'll let you go at it, man. Nobody understands you like I do, Joe. Last drop. That's the end of the show, people. We done here. I got to get out of here. I got to go. Had to run some errands or whatever in my lovely 49ers hoodie because I know we're not going to the playoffs probably. So
I like next year.
Yeah, I know your Ravens are playing the who the fuck are they playing right now? Oh, the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the Rams right now. Are they still winning?
Shit, let me check.
My sister said I should be shooting in front of the Ravens because that's probably our way to get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're up 16-14.
Man, what happened to well, the game's not over yet, I guess. I was gonna say what happened to them Rams, man. Remember when they were on a
they're 11-4. They doing well.
I mean, they about to be 11-5, but you know
we'll get a record.
They about to be 11-5 though, baby. Is what's his name back for y'all?
Is he playing?
I forgot. Fuck. Why am I blanking on his fucking name now?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. Damn. Why was I was thinking like Trey something? Yeah. Is he playing today?
No, he's not playing.
Yeah, I don't think so. Doing that with y'all, beating the Rams with y'all bench quarterback. That's interesting. So, people, I know we had Super Bowl picks, and I'm not going to lie, I don't remember what our picks were. So, so if you hear us change that shit within the next few weeks, then that was our first picks then. So, and if you bring up anything else, that's that old shit. That was 2021. We moved on. So, but with that said, people, next week is Cody's week. It will be continuing the first week of his week of the year of 2022.
Craft Beer Week.
Ooh.
Gonna be a good one, folks.
Stay tuned. Ooh.
Stay tuned.
Like drop
it. It feels like it's been forever since I've done craft beer. What it feels like.
Do you even drink beer anymore?
Yeah. Every now and again.
You sound very bored with it.
Every now and again.
Yeah.
Well, since I've discovered all these spirits, I mean, yeah.
You know, the problem with discovering all spirits is you gotta buy that shit.
Yeah. So that's why craft beer would never disappear because that shit is affordable. So I'll never say buy the craft beer. That's no.
You know, somebody tried to tell me they were trying to say craft beer costs more than most spirits do, and I was just like,
bullshit.
I said, okay, well then I want you to go this whole month buying bourbon, uh-huh. And I want you to, and I'll go buy beer this whole month, and we'll see who comes out on mm-hmm. As far as prices go. I say now, if you want to say what lasts longer. And then I'm all for you. I know other spirits last longer. But if you're going to sit up here and tell me that, like, other spirits cost more, because someone was trying to tell me that craft beer costs more than tequila does, and I was just like, yeah, okay. I don't know what fucking tequila you drinking, but it does not. Tequila's fucking expensive, okay? Even cheap tequila, he's spending still about $40, $50. So, I mean, that's in the grand scheme of things, that's not really cheap. If you're buying like three bottles If you buy three bottles of beer compared to three bottles of tequila, which one do you think you pay more on, Cody, a month?
Obviously the spirit.
Clearly. I mean, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck, dude? Mm-hmm. If I bought a floating in space every week, that still wouldn't equal to the amount. That's just one beer, by the way, people. And that's like mm-hmm. almost damn near $20. That still wouldn't equal the amount to any of the whiskey I fucking buy. And this is a long month, too, whatever. I think it's a 5-week month, whatever. So, like, I'm spending $100. Guarantee whatever spirit I buy is over that, without a doubt. So, it does not cost more. So, like Cody said, that's why craft beer probably will not be going anywhere. And that's why whiskey will be probably stayed with me, because I have a shit ton of it. There will be 1 year maybe where we don't do any beer and whiskey. Well, I'd like to see that year, but I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon, because we kind of new into the tequila and mezcal and Armagnac, so we only have like 3 or 4 bottles. With that said though, people, we're done, we're getting out of here. That was the first episode of 2022. We went on for about an hour now, a little bit, hitting about that hour mark. So we'll be back next week for craft beer week, because that's Cody's very special week. He's dropping a drop of fame that day too, I hear. That's what the rumors say.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it's drop of fame worthy. We'll see.
That's what
I should come out with a banger for the beginning of the year. I'll probably do something like that. Yeah.
I try to always start the year off with a banger, baby.
Yeah.
Got
to do that.
Off with a banger.
I might start the year off with a little heat, if you will.
So if you can just get that beer that you said was the best beer you ever had, that'd be great.
That shit in a heartbeat, but I gotta find the motherfucker first.
Probably gotta find it out of state, sir.
Probably.
On like somebody's Craigslist.
Yeah.
Actually, never mind. Anyway, never mind. Anyway, if you would done, we're out of here. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Of course you did. We'll be back next week, obviously, for craft beer week. Shit. Thank you for listening to our last week's show. That always is my favorite
episode. Oh, yeah, that was a fun show.
Always my favorite beer of that episode. And we got a new contender, too, by the way, that's not Apple Podcasts. Amazon Music, it's been killing it. Yeah, I'm kind of shocked.
Okay.
I don't know how that's possible. I thought Spotify was bigger than Amazon Music, but I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Amazon Music is just fucking huge. I know they've been marketing the hell out of their platforms for podcasts and shit like that compared to Spotify or whatever, but like they've been,
mm-hmm.
been marketing ahead, but Amazon Music is killing it right now. So it's that's the only thing that ever beaten Apple Podcasts on our ratings multiple times or even one time. So thank you for everybody that's tuning in there. I don't care where you listen to, as long as you listen. Personally, for me, it doesn't really matter. But like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.